Welcome back to the Worst Sister Shower podcast. We're the Worst Sisters. I'm Sadie.
I'm Suna.
And I'm Ajzom.
And here in the Shire, we have a motto. If attempted murder is a crime, then attempted comedy is a podcast. This week, we are back with an episode of The Source, where I've prepared some trivia questions, some controversial discussion topics, and some history facts for my sisters. So we hope that you have as much fun as we do. So the first thing that I have in store for you guys is a controversial Am I the A-hole that I found online. Now, when I read it, I was in two minds about it myself. So I think, like, you guys need to help me clarify what we should be thinking, because we think as a collective here.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. One thought. Right. One thought between us.
One thought to rule them all. Continue.
The title of this is called Am I the A-hole for not letting my sister's boyfriend use the hot sauce?
Okay. First of all, I love these Am I the A-hole things, because they always start off with, like, the most obvious, like, oh, what are you talking about? How could you be the A-hole for not letting someone use the hot sauce or something like that? Or how could you, like, not let someone do it? It's like the most obvious thing. Then you'll go into it and then it's like, and then my mum punched me in the face.
Or it's because they wanted to do something really freaking bizarre with the hot sauce and you're like, yeah, no, you cannot use my hot sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. Continue. Wait, first, do we have information on what kind of hot sauce it is? Like, is it Frank's? Is it Sriracha?
Just what it might be in the question.
Such a hot sauce extraordinaire? Literally both of those things are kind of come up in the text now.
Oh my god, amazing. Let's go.
All right. So every Sunday my family rotates who makes dinner. One day it was my wife and I. The next time it is my sister and her boyfriend. What?
I was just laughing because I was like, every Sunday in my family rotate who uses the hot sauce.
Well, they're not rotating the hot sauce. They're rotating who makes dinner. Okay. Yeah. So one day it's my wife and I. The next time it's my sister and her boyfriend. The next my mum and dad. And then finally my grandmother. With our busy lives, this day is important to us because besides holidays, we wouldn't be able to meet up and chat or eat without it. We come from an Italian family, but are in Canada. My mum was born there and I was born here. I take my food very seriously, because especially Italian food, and especially because my nonna is eating with us. I spent all day preparing dinner and we sat down to eat. My sister's boyfriend was hemming and hawing, saying my meal was missing something. He said that he needed hot sauce and started to walk to my fridge. All I have is Frank's and Sriracha. I like hot sauce too, but I don't dare mix it with cuisines like that. So I stopped him, saying I'd appreciate if he enjoyed my meal as is. He said it's no big deal. And in a way, it isn't, but also in many ways it is. I told him at the very least, I have some Calabrian chili oil he can use, or dried chili flakes. Then it would at least still be Italian. He insisted on Sriracha and I declined him. He escalated and said that he was going to the store to buy his own bottle and return. If that's the case, and I said, by all means, he left. We finished up dinner and called it an early night. Everyone was putting on their coat and shoes as he returned and he was pissed. Am I the a-hole? My sister is on my side, if it matters. But it has been a fight all day yesterday between them because he wants my sister on his side, not mine. They've been dating for only 3 months.
100% the asshole.
I know.
You can't tell someone else how to enjoy their food. Oh, I would like it if you enjoyed your food without hot sauce.
I know. Also, like, you just said this person's only been dating the sister for, like, 3 months. Imagine knowing someone for 3 months and then chucking a hissy fit because they wanted to use some Sriracha.
Okay, so some of the comments on this were ridiculous, like, wild. Some of, like, the entire internet was basically split into two over this. A lot of people were saying that OP was correct and that you shouldn't mix cuisines like that and hot sauces for...
I think those things aren't mutually exclusive, though. Like, I think OP is correct. Like, there's certain food that sauces don't belong on.
Yeah, like Sriracha doesn't belong on spaghetti. Like, you know, that's fine.
And, like, controversially, I'm a person who doesn't like sauce on a lot of things. Like, hot chips, pies, all without sauce, I feel like. It's you know, it doesn't need it. But it's not my place to tell someone else they have to enjoy it without sauce. That's where the asshole bit comes in.
I agree.
So I feel like both the OP is right and the OP is the asshole.
Yeah, I feel like the OP is right in that it's a bit ridiculous to want sriracha and whatever Italian food you're eating. But it's also so petty and dumb to get angry at someone else for wanting sriracha. Like, what is...
Yeah, and that really, yes. That thing about, it's because of my nonna, etc. No one's forcing your nonna to eat sriracha either. She can enjoy it without it.
Maybe sriracha is really important to his Mexican grandma, his abuela. Like, you know, you don't know. You don't know the story. It doesn't really matter what is important to you and it's your nonna's and this is your only time to appreciate, like, family on a Sunday once a week or whatever, then appreciate your family being there. Let them eat sriracha and move on. You've just ruined one of those rare times that you think is, like, so precious to you because you didn't want someone to use a hot sauce and made him go to the shops.
Yeah, just one thing. I don't think sriracha is Mexican.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
It could be Chinese because I think there's, like, Chinese lettering on the bottom.
Oh, that's actually such a good point. I think just because I see a lot in Mexican restaurants, I thought it was Mexican.
I think it's Thai, possibly. It's something like that. I don't know where
it is. I'll Google it. It is from Thailand. It is from Thailand. Yeah. You're correct. Apologies. Exactly. What is the Thai word for grandma? Hold on. Okay. Maybe he's Yai. really likes sriracha and it's important to him.
Yeah, exactly. His Yai loves sriracha.
Okay. Apologies for my ignorance. I obviously am that person who would ask for sriracha on their Italian food. I don't know where anything is from.
Honestly, I'm probably likely to. I eat sriracha on everything, including eggs.
Yeah, I know.
And this is where we differ. Why would you set your mouth on fire for no reason?
Because it's a delight.
It's a good
thing. It is not.
On fire. I like to point out that the three of us are on, like, very different ends of the spice tolerance scale. Sadie is, like, milk white.
Yeah.
I use black pepper and cumin.
I use black pepper.
Cumin is not spicy. So Sadie is milk white. Suna is the three chili emojis, like, on a restaurant. And I'm like, I can eat buffalo wings. Sometimes.
Spice isn't needed to enhance flavors. A flavor is a flavor without spice. I don't understand why the English went freaking mental about spice and, like, created the Silk Road for spice. And they decided we're not going to use it.
But yeah, they went through all of that effort just for beans on toast. Like.
Yes. Yes. So I use some spice, but not all the time.
No, you don't use spices. You don't use spice, though.
No.
Like, cumin is not spicy, you know?
It's a spice, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not spicy. You can't use cumin as I use black pepper and cumin. That doesn't count.
I use paprika, red chili flakes sometimes in some of the foods that I cook.
But not the hot one.
No.
Yeah. Do you guys follow German Fiancé? On Instagram?
Oh, yes, I do. The one that's, she's Asian, but her fiancé is German.
Yeah, so she's Vietnamese and her boyfriend, her fiancé is German. They live in Germany and yes, he doesn't, like, post his face or anything.
Yeah, I follow her.
Yeah, so I follow both of them and he regularly makes responses back to her after she, like, makes fun of him for not handling spice and how she wants to get his spice tolerance up for.
I've literally never seen his account, didn't know it existed.
So she tries to encourage him to eat spicy food to, like, prep him for going to Vietnam to see her family and stuff like that. And everyone in the comments is, like, giving him lots of feedback on, like, oh, you should just really start building, like a quarter of a teaspoon each time you're eating it or something like that. And, like, opt for more spicy snacks and you'll pick up your tolerance really quickly. And he made, like, this massive post being like, you guys don't understand, I don't want to increase my spice tolerance. Why would I want to make my mouth hurt for no reason? Like, I don't understand why I'm getting all this advice. It's not a weakness, it's just it makes sense.
Like, yeah, it does.
It's not something I'm working correct.
On he's 100% correct.
Like, fair enough, but I actually love spicy food. It's so good.
Yeah, I like when it makes me sweat and, like, drip from my nose.
Yeah, exactly. It's so cleansing. Yeah,
exactly.
My eldest son, he thinks he likes spice, but he can't handle it.
Yeah, does he use black pepper too?
He wants to eat, like, spicy foods, spicy Doritos and, like, what they call Takis and things like that. He wants to eat them. Yeah. He'll have one or two and then his mouth is on fire and then he's like, I can't do it. And then the next day he's back. Trying again.
Exactly. He's building his tolerance. He's a good boy.
Also, Takis are delightful.
So that was one of our Am I the A-hole?
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we saw eye to eye on this because I was like, why are they even defending it? Like, he should have either just, A, let him eat it or that's it. That's the only option.
If I was that guy, I'd just bring my own hot sauce with me next time. Try stop me.
I know.
All right. So on to Am I the A-hole number two. All right. So my mother-in-law is a horrible person who loves to create drama wherever she can. Last Christmas, we got both of our kids different gifts because one was a 13-year-old girl and the other was a 10-year-old boy. My mother-in-law decided to tell my daughter that she didn't get as many gifts as my brother, but they spelt it as my brother, and that we spent less on her, basically trying to get our daughter to believe that we loved her less. We then had to deal with a crying 13-year-old on Christmas. My mother-in-law has also bought super expensive gifts for everyone, specifically to upstage us. She will even make a point of mentioning in front of people how much a gift costs. She called up to ask what we would be doing for Christmas since it's our turn to host. I mentioned that my wife and I wanted to have a potluck at our place. She then proceeded to explain to me how we shouldn't let some family members cook certain foods because of instances when they messed up and ruined a dish, which isn't true. She's just stirring up more drama. I then decided to put my foot down and told my wife that I do not want her at our house starting drama on Christmas and that her phone call was a last straw. My wife is completely against it and thinks I'm being incredibly cruel to her mum and doesn't want to exclude her. Am I the a-hole?
Like, kinda? Because I feel like it's a bit of an overreaction. Just ignore her and do what you want.
But yeah, no, I agree. Just ignore her. Do whatever you want to do. And tell people like, that can cook whatever they want.
Yeah, like, I feel like if someone says, oh, don't let family members cook certain things because they're not good at it. Like, that's not an uninvite. That's just mind your own business. Everyone's going to cook what they're going to cook reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a, okay, you're uninvited reaction.
And also, like, you know, she's stirring the pot with your 13-year-old and stuff like that. But you can have a conversation with your 13-year-old and be like, your grandma's crazy. We obviously love you. Like, things have different values. We bought you different stuff because you like different stuff.
Yeah. Also, just be like, yeah, if grandma loves you, tell her to just buy you more stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on grandma.
I feel like I get it. Like, you know, you're annoyed at your mother-in-law and stuff like that, but it's also an overreaction to uninvite her from Christmas because of that.
So this story was voted not the a-hole because she should respect their boundaries. The mother-in-law should be respecting their boundaries.
Did they set any, though, besides uninviting her from Christmas? At any point did they say to her,
I'm
not okay with you behaving like this?
They're just letting her do it and then being like, oh, you can't come because we don't like the way you're acting.
Because of reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess maybe that's a better way of what I was trying to say. Like, they haven't actually set any boundaries with her. So she's just behaving in certain ways.
Like it would be different if they said, if you do this at Christmas, we don't want you to come. Like,
yeah.
That would be a different thing. Or saying, like, if you keep behaving this way, we don't want you to come to Christmas.
Yeah.
But they didn't say that. They just were like, okay, now you're uninvited. See you next year, bitch.
I get it. Because, it's a very known fact. Families are freaking annoying. If you cut off every family member just because they were annoying one time, like, you're going to have no family left.
Literally.
So, I feel like, yeah, that's annoying, but that's you need to set some boundaries before you escalate.
I also feel like the kids are old enough to understand the situation. So, having a good heart-to-heart with your children would, go a long way.
Mm.
Especially since what OP was describing was a year ago, obviously. Yeah. So now the kids would be 14 and 11.
Because the other thing is, I feel like OP here is a bit Susan-esque in the behavior because OP is saying, oh my God, my mother-in-law is so dramatic. And then they go and blow up Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Is your mother-in-law dramatic or are you dramatic? Who?
We will never know.
My mother-in-law's drama is impeding on my drama.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like the first thing you do is pull her aside, have a chat with her and be like, hey, you're upsetting people. Can you not do that? If she keeps doing shit that annoys you and keeps pushing against the things you've clearly told her are upsetting you, then maybe uninvite her.
What she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thought.
Our one thought has spoken.
So this is my final Am I the A-hole for you guys.
Yeah.
Am I the a-hole for telling my roommate the stripper pole is staying in the living room?
Yeah. Immediately, yes.
Yeah. So a few months ago, I, female 20, decided I wanted to take up pole dancing. I told my roommates, Amanda, female 20, and Holly, female 26, that I was thinking of getting one and installing in the living room. And they said, go ahead. Side note, we had no furniture at the time, so this pole was installed in an empty living room. A little while later, since nobody was getting furniture, I got a couch off Facebook Marketplace. Holly also got a TV for the living room. Right after we got the TV, Holly demanded that we move the pole out of the back side of the living room so that the TV and the couch could fit in the corner where the pole already is. I was confused by her request because the couch was already placed close to the center of the living room and there was an outlet available for the TV to go in front of the couch. I asked Holly why she wanted to move it into the corner. She said because she wanted a cozy little nook. I told her that the pole is quite difficult to move and install and the pole being in its existing spot gives me enough room. The new spot suggested would have me slightly in the way of the hallway. Because of those reasons, I told Holly I wouldn't be moving the pole and the couch can stay where it is on the other side of the living room. Partly because I own the couch and since she simply asked me, I'm not allowed to say no. She didn't respond well to this. She contacted our rental company and told them that we had an unauthorized stripper pole in our unit and that no one agreed to it. An administrator came to our unit and told me that the pole needed to be removed. I was obviously pissed and she snitched on me. So I told Holly that if she still wants her cozy little nook, she can get her own couch. I'm restricting her from using mine. Am I the a-hole?
Yes.
Again, kind of yes. Like,
this is not your living room. You're sharing it with two other people. It's only your activity. You've got to be considerate of the people around you, I feel like.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, they said yes at the time because, like you said, there was no furniture. It doesn't matter where it was.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they forego using their living room for the rest of the time.
And, okay. Like, I agree. You don't want your living room just, like your couch and TV in the center when you could have, like, a more cozier nook in the corner and stuff like that. It makes more sense. I do think the friend should have, like, maybe tried to reach out again instead of just, like, snitching on her.
I feel like we're getting just the OP's side here.
That's what I was going to say.
Because, like, this friend's reaction was immediately like, fine, you can't use my couch. Get your own damn couch.
Yes,
she sounds
exactly.
Quite childish.
Exactly. And then my other thing I was going to say is she said that she told her kindly that she's not going to move it. Did your kindly involve the word bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kindly not moving it, bitch.
I know. So I feel like OP is 100% the asshole here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so
too. I had found this one on, like, a BuzzFeed thing. And a resounding 77% of people who read and voted on this, which is about 23,000 people, said the roommate who called the rental company is the bigger a-hole.
No. I think I get why they're saying that because it was like a severe escalation, but I think it's because we didn't get the full story.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're sharing quarters, living quarters with people, then you need to be sharing living quarters with people.
Yeah, my thing exactly. is that now they're going to be – she's going to be pole dancing in the hallway while her friend stands next to her watching the TV and the person on the pole is not allowed to look at the TV because she's not allowed to use the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're getting into an outrageous mess.
And what's the other roommate doing? Just like, I don't care. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, probably. Because why would you want to get yourself in the middle of that?
Because you want somewhere nice to sit.
If you want a room dedicated to your own needs only, make sure it's your own private space or get your own damn house.
Exactly.
That's my views.
Yeah.
I was surprised, honestly, that she wanted to put the pole in the living room to begin with. Like, I wouldn't, like, I would assume that would just go into your room if you're the only one using it.
I'd just be like, oh, you know what? A great hobby of mine is just feral rats.
That's so funny. Yeah. You should say that because that is a hobby of mine. I have two.
So I'm just going to be having feral rats in the living room. And if you don't like it, get your own rats.
All right, moving on. I've got some would you rathers here. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. My first one is, would you rather tattoo your name on your forehead or have no front teeth?
Tattoo my name on my forehead and then get a fringe.
Literally same.
Or you could have no tattoo on your forehead and have dentures.
I don't know. As someone who has broken their front teeth before, it's not a pleasant experience to not have them.
Yeah, I'm still gonna just tattoo my name on my forehead. I feel like it's the more dignified way.
I agree. Also, honestly, maybe that way someone will get my name right once in a while. What about you, Sadie? Are you going for dentures?
I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about this. There's no good way around it. I've thought about the tattoo on the fringe, but then I thought, like, you could never have your fringe away from your face, like, ever. Like, there's
job interviews. What a controversial opinion. A would you rather is not one is not super pleasant.
Right? So, like, you wouldn't be able to go on job interviews. Like, people are just going to think you're sure you got your name tattooed on your forehead.
Like, if you have a fringe, you're going to a job interview. You're allowed a fringe at work.
I know, but, like, you could never not have it. But with dentures, no one will have to know that they're dentures.
I see what you're saying, but I didn't
I'm trying to drink water, and I literally am scared to drink the water in case you guys say something funny and I spit it out. Okay.
As someone who paid for all of my own dental work as an adult, I pay too much for my teeth to get rid of them, so I'm tattooing my forehead.
As someone who avoids the dentist because I don't like them, and that's also a controversial opinion, I'm just getting a tattoo on my forehead.
But yeah. See, if you have no front teeth, right, then you will have to see the dentist less because you just got the dentures to click into place. It's just front teeth.
You're more like susceptible to like a gum disease and stuff like that. You need to go more.
Exactly. It can cause a lot more issues.
I would still get rid of my front teeth. I never liked them to begin with.
Well, jokes on you. Mine aren't even mine.
They're like 50% yours.
Yeah, they're just over 50% mine.
Just over? What, did you get a tape measure?
Would you rather dance instead of walk everywhere or sing instead of talk?
Dance instead of walk everywhere. No questions asked, because honestly, around my house, I do that anyway.
It's going to be a lot less embarrassing than me trying to sing. So
yeah,
dance, easy dance.
I think I would also do dance.
Also, no, like, one some like sing. Burning calories.
Numero tres. Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
Is neither an option?
No.
I guess how?
Yeah, but then you're constantly like,
when?
Like, either way, I'm going to die from anxiety beforehand anyway. So, like, that's fine.
That's what I was thinking.
I'd choose when, because you guaranteed know when that's going to be, and you're not going to be anxious at the thought of a certain activity all the time. Like, for example, if you find out that you die in a car accident, but it doesn't happen for another 60 years, you're going to be anxious for 60 years about driving in cars.
That's true.
So I'd rather know when and not stress.
And then take a sleeping pill and go to sleep and sleep through it.
Exactly. Like, if you know when instead of, I mean, you could find out it's in 5 minutes' time and then you'll just panic and then die.
Yeah. But
if you find out it's not for a long time, then you don't get an anxiety. Because, like, yeah, like if someone says to you, you're going to die in a car crash or in a plane ride or whatever, you're just going to get anxiety and never. If you know when, you can delete your internet history before you die.
That's true.
I was thinking about it two ways. Like, if I find out when I die, then I'm afraid of activities on that day, I guess, or like around that time.
Yeah, but it's going to be that day anyway. You don't need to be worried about activities.
I don't know. Like, I'd be scared to do anything. That day. Whereas if I find out how I'm going to die, like if I find out that I'm going to die, like you said, in a car crash, I just wouldn't get into a car anymore.
But then a car could hit you.
Yeah, okay, but that might not be for 40, 60 years. You're going to avoid not getting in a car for 40 to 60 years?
This is true.
Like, that's not a very practical way to live your life.
I don't
know.
This question just gave me anxiety both ways. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Did I convert all the brain cells?
Yeah. One thought between us.
One thought. One thought unites us. One thought to rule them all. What is the rest of that?
One
thought to bind them. Yeah, one thought to rule them all. Thought to bind them. Yeah, whatever.
To bring them all and then in the darkness bind them.
Yeah, that one.
That one. Suna is now Sauron. Would you rather be shoved onto a desert island by yourself or with the person you hate most in the world forever?
I can hang out with you forever.
The options are me or me.
I know.
Now, you either risk, right, going completely insane because you're the only person on this island for the rest of your miserable life, or you're there miserable for the rest of your entire life because you've got one other person that's the one you hate.
You know what? I'm choosing the person I hate because I love a good enemies to lovers trope.
Yeah.
I could live that.
Also, I genuinely don't think I hate anyone that much.
That's what I was thinking. I don't have an immortal enemy like that.
Yeah. Not like yet. Anyone in my personal life. There's no one in my personal life that I know that I like hate with a passion that I would rather spend eternity alone.
What about your not personal life? Like, do you hate Kanye West that much?
Probably. I'd rather be alone. Now, maybe I'll get to know him and like him. I don't know. I don't like the idea of him, though. Maybe if it's like one of those super, like, okay, you know who I'd rather, like, Andrew Tate, I'd rather be alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Kanye West, not a big fan, but I could get used to him.
I feel like over the rest of your lives, you could change his mind about some things.
Yeah, like, I feel like we could have some laughs, even though we don't see eye to eye on everything.
And at the very least, he's a performer.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine myself having any laughs with Andrew Tate, so.
No.
Like.
I mean, you could murder him. That's entertainment.
I could, it's true.
I'm picking the person I hate for the enemies to lovers trope.
Yeah, person I hate as well.
Yeah, I think I would go with someone I hate just for the fear of being alone. So I've got a couple questions for you guys. Now, I was watching a TikTok video and the guy was talking about...
You mean reading an article?
Yeah, so I was watching a TikTok video and the guy was talking about like things that have happened throughout history are closer than we think. The timeline of them was crazy. Right, so it got me thinking... Like, what other things are there that's happened out in the world that are closer to us, more closer to us than we realize? Because I've got, like, this warped sense of time. I just assumed that everything was, like, so far away that, like, when I was, like, looking at these history facts and, like, Googling stuff, I was shocked at the timeline of some of these. So I just got a couple of things, right? And I wanted to let you guys see if they were within your... what time frame you thought they were in.
I'm going to be so bad at this.
Same.
What year did the Cold War between America and Russia end?
50s?
Keep going.
Yeah. 1962.
Nope. 1992.
What?
Pair.
Yeah. So George Bush was the president that spoke with the Russian president. That ended the Cold War in 92.
When did it start?
I don't know. I didn't look into when it started. It just ended in 92. That's the year I was born, bro. The Cold War's only been over as long as I've been alive. And I feel like that's too close.
Did you stop it?
No, I didn't. I could have, though. It was after my birthday.
It was after my birthday.
Yeah.
They were like, guys, peace and love. Sadie has been born.
I know.
Okay. So, like, that's a really close time period to us. I just assumed that it was, like you guys, 1950s, 1940s maybe.
Yeah. So it was from 1947 to 1991, apparently.
According to
Wikipedia.
Mate, get a grip.
Yeah. Well, 91,
that's
92.
Too bloody long. Nothing that takes that long to resolve.
This wouldn't happen if women ran the world.
I literally think so too.
So, the next one is the moon landing. What year do you think
1969.
This took place? I was going to say 67.
Oh, you knew that? No, it was 1969, I knew, so I got it in one.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I knew the year. Can I just say, the purported moon landing.
Exactly.
Oh, do we not believe it?
I don't know. It's questionable, right?
We're not conspiracy theories can be another episode, okay?
Yeah, I feel like America had all of the incentives to lie about it. That's all I'll say.
Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time was released in which year?
2003?
1998. Oh, okay, yeah, that was later than I thought. Oh, Hit Me Baby One More Time, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the 90s. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Nope. And then the first Simpsons episode was aired in which year?
1985.
82. 87.
Yeah. I thought it was 80s.
Yeah. Like, these are just, like, the random ones that I found. And, my Lord, they were, like, mind-blowing for me. I was like, how is that that close? While I was looking up these random things, I also got to some fun history facts.
Yeah.
You guys want to read you a couple?
Yeah.
Okay. During World War II, a Great Dane named Juliana was awarded the Blue Cross Medal because she extinguished an incendiary bomb by peeing on it.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep. And then we've got, in ancient Rome, there were female gladiators. Did you guys know about this?
No. They're I make called... it my mission not to know anything about Rome.
I know.
Why? Why? Why
do we hate man? Just, it's not my Roman Empire.
Just for spite.
I know.
Well, a female gladiator was called a gladiatrix.
Why the world just be a gladiator?
Sexist?
I don't know.
I know.
The world's most successful pirate in history was a lady named Ching Shi. She was a prostitute until she married a pirate. And he basically is like, oh, you're my equal now. So she also became a pirate.
Cool.
Couple more. The famous conqueror, Napoleon Bonaparte, was once attacked by a horde of bunnies. He had requested that a rabbit hunt be arranged for himself and his men. When the rabbits were released from their cages, the bunnies charged towards Napoleon and his men in an unstoppable onslaught.
Unstoppable.
That's the word for word what I got off the internet. And my last one is, ketchup was sold in the 1830s as medicine. In 1834, it was sold as a cure for an upset stomach by an Ohio physician named John Cook. It wasn't popularized as a condiment until the late 19th century.
Cool.
Yeah. Which sucks because now I can't eat ketchup without my stomach hurting, so that defeats the purpose. Well, that's it for this week, guys. Thank you for joining us. Please join us next week for another episode. If you have anything you would like us to discuss, please send us a message or contact us on our many socials. You can contact us on X at Sister Worst, or you can get us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube on at Worst Sister Shire. Or you can shoot us an email to our Gmail address, which is worstsistershire@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. We love hearing your thoughts, your comments, your feedbacks. And if you have any ideas for our upcoming episodes, we would love to hear them.
Cool.
Should I count us out with our hadabam?
Yep.
Sounds okay. Good.
3, 2, 1.
Hadabam. Hadabam.